Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Friday victory. Boom. Been a minute since we could put those words together. A Husker football post-win boom. Attaboy. Attaboy. I'm walking down O Street. Attaboy. Attaboy. Austin Orman, before we get into all the particulars, there's a particular vibe that needs to be set today. Yes, sir! Yes, sir! That is the heartbeat of the city! That is the adrenaline pump. That is the standard. That is the vibe and the mood. March together. Feel good about yourself. Yes, sir!
W.
Dub! It's a dub. Well done, boys. Well done. That's the first thing to say. Everything else you say after that needs to fall in line with attaboy! It is, we are both. Lack of sleep drunk. We are. That's how much we love y'all. Austin, what time did you go to sleep?
So funny enough, I got home about 2 o'clock, sat on the couch, tried to prepare some things for today just while I was still awake.
Yep.
Well, I'm on the couch and turns out it's 5:45 all of a sudden. So then I quick go upstairs. Just tell my wife, yeah, I did come home last night.
Bruh. Like it was interesting because in trying to find a calming effect, usually after shows, it takes me 45 minutes, an hour to unwind, right? To let the adrenaline dump wear off, right? And I'm proud of myself. I had a win last night because my thing would have been to go home and just find a snack, like half a sandwich or something. I didn't do that. I was just, look at you being a grown-up. Look at you being a grown-up. But we finally got through. 402-464-5685. You want to be a part of the show. The Sarda Heyman text line. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, you can. You can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961. Download the Ticket app. I'm just going to keep saying it because I need for y'all to do this. Download the Ticket app. Follow the Ticket on all social streams. If you don't have us, take a moment. Austin and I can pause for you to find Ticket app and the Ticket social media and follow. Pause. Cool. Okay. Now that that's being done, we appreciate you greatly. Austin Orman, the first hour of this wonderful, wonderful Friday show is brought to us by whom? Pay the bills!
We got all sorts of wonderful people to thank. Most importantly, Hamilton Telecommunications. Really big thanks to them, everything that they do for us here at The Ticket and this 11 o'clock hour.
It is the in full, right? That at the top of the list of expectation and desired results. At the top of the pyramid, and I was talking to my buddy Barry Thompson. They had their first game last night.
How'd it go?
Dub.
Nice.
So in a unique twist. So my high school is a public school, and it's like one of the smallest big schools. But we share facility. It's our facility, first of all. But we share it with, so imagine Lincoln High. We are Lincoln High. Pius decides they want to play on your field, right? Then, over the course of time, now, O'Connell Catholic is battling with Dematha and, like, the big boys. So imagine Pius travels to Lincoln to face one another. My high school beat its private school locker mate. They beat them 55-24. This is the place. This is where Eric Metcalf tortured defenses for 4 years. So we take some great pride. One, because a lot of my county records were broken by said Eric Metcalf. So I'm a little bitter. I'm a little bitter. Well, we were talking about it yesterday. I thought I was a pretty good punt returner. We all do until you see Eric Metcalf return a punt or a kickoff, and you go, "No, I wasn't doing that.
I was good." That's Eric Metcalf.
Hey, wait a minute. Listen, I was happy when Howard University came to see me play on the same field in the same stands. He had Texas. Alabama, Georgia. I was like, nope, not the same. not the same. I was a pretty good long jumper in high school. Pretty good. Metcalf. Mm-hmm. Metcalf was a foot and a half longer than I was, man. And let me tell you, you know, I was pretty quick. I thought I was pretty quick. I wasn't Eric Metcalf quick. And so getting a win. But what Barry said was they walked into the middle of this thing with the intention of the dub. The dub is important. The dub comes first. The W comes first. And so all the schemes and all of the personnel decisions and all of the things that go left or right, ultimately, every decision should be based on the ultimate result, which is the win. Mm-hmm. And we have to say that. Like, we have to say that. Dylan could have had 300 yards passing. Emmett could have had 150 rushing. The defense could have had three sacks. You could have had three interceptions. You could have had a punt return and a kickoff return. But if you lost the game, none of that other stuff matters. None of the other stuff matters. Mm-hmm. And this program has spent a ton of time recent years fighting that.
I think that's a good place to start this conversation, because this is a fan base DP that has gotten so used to, number one, doom and gloom. Mm-hmm. Everything sucks and it's bad. Or, oh, what are the positives we can take out of losses? Yeah, they lost the game, but look at this. But look over here. Here's the hope to the future. Last night was the opposite vibe. I felt like Husker fans should have been happier, at least the ones that we heard from. Mm-hmm. We had madder than a hornet's nest multiple times, man. Last night. We had some incredible, incredible calls. Go back and check out the post game if you missed it.
Hilarious.
But Husker fans are still, I think, so used to the, can we find the positives in a loss? That's what they're accustomed to. That yesterday, they had a chance to, we're not saying celebrate like Nebraska won the national championship, but there was very little reveling in the victory. You know, a week one victory, it sounds like a lot of people on our text line and in our phone bank were more concerned about picking out the negatives from a win. People, Nebraska's 1-0. No, it wasn't pretty. Yeah, they got stuff to work on, but it's okay to be okay with a win for the win's sake.
Well, here's my vantage. Was also this. There's nothing else. The win is the thing. The win is the thing. And you can't win them all. They like do all the prognostication. Can't win 10. You can't go 10-2 if you don't win the first one. Mm-hmm. Like you can't go undefeated if you don't win the first one. The mission was introduce, install, highly repetition, find out successful points of coaching and play, figuring out what you can execute on high repetition. Did the teaching land? And then you put in the game plan for week one to beat Cincinnati. Literally at the top of the board, big letters, beat Cincinnati. Beat Cincinnati. And ideally you have in play, you know what? 300 yards rushing, passing is as a North Star, kind of a standard. You know, that's a lighthouse down the road. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'd all like to run. We'd all like to sleep 8 hours. Sometimes it's not ideal. Sometimes it doesn't happen that way. We'd like to eat 3 healthy meals a day. We'd like to be healthy about it. We'd like to get 30 minutes of exercise. We'd like to. Life happens. It does. But when you make it through the day, at the end of the day, did you make it through the day? And as AD says, you got the wake-up call. Mm-hmm. You won. You won. Everything else you can fix, adjust. You know what? We'll mm-hmm. tee it up and try it tomorrow. If we said a month ago, Nebraska wins 20-17, they're 1-0. Nothing else matters. Now, you can get to, okay, then what do the numbers mean? But you have to say first, Nebraska figured out a way to beat, yes, a non-con, but a Big 12 football team. Mm-hmm. You beat a Big 12 football team. They got the 105-2. They got the 105-2, right? I mean, they got fans too. I mean, Travis Kelce, you don't think he's about to be the GM of Cincinnati Bearcats football? We know that. You know he's got resources. Mm-hmm. Look, that won't be the last time that team plays in Arrowhead Stadium.
Right.
We understand that. But as we used to tell our people, we when we went on the road, we always would make a sign. Dear host, thank you for the party. Thank you for receiving us. Thank you for inviting all of your women. Thank you for all the food, all the drink. Thank you for all the celebratory things you're going to do. We appreciate it. We're going to take this dub and go home. Thank you, KC. Thank you, Cincinnati. Thank you for hosting this fine event. Thanks for the barbecue. Thanks for the camaraderie and the unity. Thank you for allowing the Sea of Red to be in a place that is we actually want to be. And then, oh, by the way.
Thanks for the dub.
And you can go through and bang your head against the wall if you want. I'm not one of those people because I know you could do everything. Matt Rhule and this staff could have done everything perfectly leading up to this thing, and it could go left. We know that. That's the recent history. That, mm-hmm. you know what? Did you do everything you can do? You can't go out and you can't bewitched, crinkle your nose, and bring back Ty Robinson Jr. You can't get another Nash Hutmaker. It doesn't work that way. You have to play. You got to dance with the girl that brought you. That's just, this is what it is. And yeah, you can spend your offseason talking about recruiting and development and all those things, but you put young defensive linemen out there and said, go at it, boys. Go at it, right? We don't know what the intention was. Were you trying to pressure Cincinnati's quarterback, or were you trying to contain him? What's the Berman line? You can't hope to stop him. You can only hope to contain him. To win the game. Mm-hmm. Can you do enough to win the game? And the numbers say you did enough to win the game. That's the result. So,
and of course, you want it more comfortably. You don't like 3-point wins because they make you sit on the edge of your seat. But guess what? No one said it was going to be easy. Nobody. It's one of those things that's just cracked me up about Husker fans is last year, just get to 6-6. Just get to a bowl game. Guess what Nebraska does? They get to 6-6 and they get to a bowl game. Well, I didn't want it to look like that. Well, guess what? That's what mediocre football looks like last year. That's what plain Jane, smack dab average football looks like. One really great unit, one really bad unit. I guess you got to throw special teams in the mix as well. Last year looked like a 6-6 team. But could we tell that after one game?
But here's the thing. Do we know what was asked of that defensive line?
A lot.
Do we know?
A lot.
Did they say, hey, we're going to ask you to stay in your lane. We're going to ask you to apply pressure. What do we ask? What were they told to do? More importantly, what were they coached to do? And then in what was taught, then it was, we need to figure out how to hold Cincinnati to 17 points. Or what if they said, hey, our defensive target is to hold Cincinnati below 20 points to win the game. Mm-hmm. Because that's the thing. And people, if you haven't been in those rooms, you don't know that from a scheme standpoint, from a mentality standpoint, from a mission standpoint, you can say, our mission is to hold this team. We need to keep them out of the end zone more than, we don't want three touchdowns, right? We don't want three touchdowns. That we can scheme. You know what? We're going to keep you in front. We're going to keep you within the hash marks, right? We're going to keep you to where we have more numbers defensively. We'll let our playmaking linebackers bring him to the ground. As long as he doesn't bang his head on the goalpost, it we'll call it a successful play. That may be the mission because, quite frankly, if I'm defensively scheming against Cincinnati, that's what I would have done. Mm-hmm. Stay in your – I've told this story about defending DeMornay Pearson Allen High School.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
That he was their quarterback. Now, imagine DeMornay Pearsonell exactly in the Cincinnati offense. That was his team's offense. They would drop back. They would spread the defensive line back. They'd have a spy or two. And then our mission was this half of the field, this linebacker, look, you need to be active in spying DeMornay if he gets outside. Do not let him outside. Defensive end, set the edge. If DeMornay is going to step up into the pocket, I need a linebacker there. If I hold him to 5 or 6 yards, it's a win. What I don't want is DeMornay spreading us out. The receivers run down. We're in man coverage. Backs Everybody's got their backs to turn to him. You know what? DeMornay's to the house. Why? Because for 3 years, we had to defend this kid. We knew. And from a defensive scheme, you said, here's what we want to do. Now, 2 of those years, the mission wasn't accomplished because, oh, we forgot that we have to set the same rules when he's playing safety and we throw a pass. Well, we didn't have the boundaries in place with our offensive linemen. So two touchdowns. Hey, man, that's how it works. The mission, when you know that we don't have 5 330-pound defensive linemen, tells you we have to be active. We have to be a nuisance. We have to be in his way, right? They made it uncomfortable for him when he dropped back to pass. His passing game stats are terrible.
13 of 25, less than 70 yards, an interception.
You did your job. You did your job. You held them to 17 points. You held him to 70 yards passing. And whatever nickel and dime stuff he got dropping back, but remember, though, most of those were on third down, and they weren't fatal.
They were 3 of 10 on third down. And here's the best part. They can get better. That's the thing that I don't understand. Did you expect to see Nebraska come out and look like a national championship contender in week one? Sure, you wanted it. But for all the people I heard say, well, we were sold a bill of goods. This isn't what I expected. This wasn't what was advertised.
You weren't listening.
Who were you listening to? Who was saying that all offseason long?
No.
Please tell us who was selling you that bill of goods, because it wasn't us.
Stop listening to them. Like, we were trying to tell you, listen, we did not have the data to say. Now, we hadn't seen the group together. Now that we've seen them together, we also have to understand that group's style of play last night was just their style of play last night against that offense. Mm-hmm. There will be adjustments made. The run fits will be different, right? Maybe some different pressure will be put on defensive backs going forward. Do we think all Big Ten quarterbacks run the way Cincinnati's did?
I do not believe so.
We know that is simply not a statement of truth. So you're going to scheme differently and you'll find different successes. But the metrics for it is win the game. And then how do we win the game? How can we win the game? What can we do? It's the job of every coach and every group to put the players in position to have the most amount of success by defining what success is. And success is winning the football game.
Did Nebraska do that yesterday?
They really did. They really did. Like, I understand that the line was, no, you don't know what they were asked to do. You don't know what they were asked to do, and you also have to identify who they are. We didn't know the personality of the personnel. I kept saying it. We don't know who these young people are. We've never seen them together. Listen, if they beat Akron 2017, I'm going to throw confetti and celebrate. Because you did. If you beat Houston Christian 20-17.
How many points did HCU pile up yesterday?
Oh, it was 62 last time I stopped watching. Phew. They put up 62. Akron didn't score a point. So guess what? We're going to look at Wyoming's tape, figure out what they did against them, figure out what can we match. Does it also matter, right? Does it also matter? And can we replicate the things that we did well against Cincinnati and then fix or adjust the things we didn't do well? We can't expect Malcolm Hartzog to put an offer on Division I receivers. It's just not likely or possible. It's asking too much. What we hope is that he will learn his lesson, not stay in the mud, get out of the quicksand, and make a play at the most critical moment of the game.
Hey, did he do that last night?
Absolutely. Like, it's a thing. It's a thing. When they figured out which Nebraska defenders were difficult to block in space, you know what they did? They adjusted and went away from them. You know what? We can't throw the out patterns. They're on these. Quick slant patterns. Hey, you know what's difficult? Two linebackers through the window and one nose tackle who's just really just standing there keeping house. They did give Nebraska defensively credit for what they did. There is not one Husker fan that if we said before the game, 13 of 25, 69 yards, and one interception. Who's not throwing confetti about that?
That is such a Big Ten West quarterback line.
Man, like, you did the thing. Yeah, well, I'm going to be Akron 10-0. Akron didn't score last night. So, listen, they're coming to town. That was a physical, that was an in-the-closet football game. They're going to come to town beat up too. But here's the thing. You can get caught up in what happened. You can get caught up in what you didn't do. No, the personality and culture of a team. Forget about the program of the team. This team, we now know, one, they're still physical. They're not overly big, right? Not super explosive yet, but plays were made. Hunter, we can define it as his play as explosive. We have enough data on Ja'Cory Barney to say he's explosive when healthy. We can now say Emmett's got some pop to him. He's got some pop to him. And Dylan Raiola's leadership was loud. It was loud and open. If you tell me defensively that you're led by a defensive backfield, sometimes people will say that makes you soft. But you can't say that about the Dallas Cowboys with Deion and Woodson and company. You can't say it about the Baltimore Ravens with Ed Reed and company. You just can't say it.
Tell that to the Legion of Boom.
To the Niners and the Legion of Boom. It just means you have to play. Those Seahawks defenses weren't massive, but they played to their strengths. But they had to learn their strengths. They had to learn them. And I'm just trying to tell them. It was interesting business, man. It was interesting business.
And it's a win.
Colin Jay says this. I will address. He says, DP, I love you, but why are you trying to tell lifelong Husker fans how to feel? When did I mention that? When did I say that?
We are giving you our opinion.
When did Colin. I say that? He says, I know football, and that team does not look like the improved unit that we heard about.
Okay, from who?
From who? What are you talking about?
Everything you hear from North Stadium, East Stadium, whatever you want to call it now, of course they're going to say that. You take it with a grain of salt. We told you we hope they would improve. We're telling you players that we think have improved, but we knew nothing for a fact until last night.
I'm not one time in these 23 minutes have I told you how to feel. Not one time have I mentioned lifelong Husker fans. You and I were talking. And then we said, we asked from people. One, we were here till 1:30 talking to Husker, lifelong Husker fans. We were here till 1:30. We were in the stadium and we were here. And we kept saying all week long in the lead up, you and I specifically, be careful about your expectation. Why? Because you don't have any facts. And Jay, you just said, you called it facts. No, it's opinion. Those aren't facts. The facts is this team won a game last night. And said, well, they got lucky. Well, you can. This program hadn't been lucky in a while.
Has not.
And lucky is from making a play. You made a play. That's not luck. You made a play. If you're relying on a missed field goal, lucky.
You didn't do anything about you, that. Except maybe you held them out of, you know, close field goal range. So maybe you earned the missed field goal by keeping them to the 35 or beyond instead of the 25.
You held them to minus 70 yards passing. That's not luck.
Despite the issues, you held them to 17 points.
And here's the thing. I kind of know football, too. Yeah, I kind of do. And I'm not telling anybody how to feel. I asked you to think, and that is a dangerous thing. I asked you to think. Consume what you consume, but be careful in how you consume it and where you get it from. We didn't know who this team was. We had no idea who it was. But you allow people to sell you a bill of goods that, okay, and then you're mad that you believe them. Okay, you're smarter today than you were. We're all smarter than we were. The data says that this group made plays to win a big football game. That's all we've said from last night to this morning. This group found a way to win the game because other teams in this program recently hadn't done so. And we'll celebrate those things. Yes, we will.
The thing that I've done, because again, born, raised in Lincoln, Husker mm-hmm. fan. I sometimes I feel like I'm the bucket of cold water guy. I'm not trying to be. I'm trying to be the realist. I'm trying to set the expectations where I think they deserve to be. My hopes were not met last night statistically in terms of points. Either way, right? Rushing out, sure. But my hopes got to take a 10 or 15% hit when I talk to you guys just for having seen this team for the last decade. This team for the last 3 years. What I wanted Nebraska to look like was not out there on the field. That is not all my hopes and dreams accomplished for Nebraska. But you know what they did do? They got a win.
They won a game.
They won the game. They won a one-score game. Should it have been a one-score game? Who's to say? That's your opinion. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, it was a one-score game. That they won.
They won.
So I'm, again, without trying to tell you how to fan or how to think about the team, my strategy for Nebraska has been, let me look at this personnel. Let me look at the history. Let me look at the numbers. I'll have a target number that I hope for as a fan in my heart. Then when I come on these radio waves, I'm knocking 10, 15, 20% off my hope because that's what's happened, is that Nebraska hasn't lived up to my wildest hopes and dreams. So to be in line with reality, I got to knock a little bit off the top. And that has gotten me much closer to reality than telling you what I hope happens for the last 3 years.
We literally are talking, literally. Hear the numbers. Hear the numbers. You help. For a program that did not have a team to beat a Power 5 opponent in the opener in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Two, find some all the things that in the pregame. Can they run the ball? Can we get to 100-plus yards? Two, can Dylan lead this team and make good decisions with the football and not turn it over? Three, offensive line, can you hold it together? Can you protect Dylan? Keep him off the ground, keep him from getting beat up. Check. Receivers, you get new receivers. What are you getting from your new receivers? Well, you've got a big playmaker, you've got a great down and distance guy, and we still have explosive Barney. What'd you get from the tight end room? Lyndon Meyer lets you know what? We're there. We still have questions about it, but we also, listen, you lose Bonner, what's the adjustment? Check. Score 20 points. Is it ideal? No.
Was it enough yesterday?
Yes, it was. Defensively. Now, you can say, how many points? If we had said, we asked each of you, how many points are you going to have to hold Cincinnati to win the game? If we all landed on 17 and then it happened, if the expectation is 0 points, a shutout, that's an unreal expectation because shutouts are rare.
Do you know the last time Nebraska shut out an opponent, DP, of any caliber?
Tell me, bro.
I believe in the Nebraska game notes. It was the famous / infamous Nebraska's back and we're here to stay 33-0 drubbing of Arizona in the 2009 bowl game.
Bruh, it is simple. Like, here's the thing. I'm here to celebrate the good things and ask questions about things that we're not sure of. But here's what I know. You know, there's a fact. Not how you feel about it, but a fact. 2017, Nebraska wins. We'll be right back.